This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in. Thanks for making us part of your day. We have a lot of sports to talk about here, gentlemen. Day two OTAs, Rangers-Yankees again tonight. And the Stanley Cup Western Conference Finals gets underway this evening. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus in his beautiful Stars hat. It's a beautiful looking Dallas Stars cap you're wearing. Ready for the game tonight.
Did you say anything about the Yankees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rangers-Yankees.
Did you say Knicks?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Excited about that one?
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It is a big sports night, and we look forward to talking about them all with you here over the next 3.5 hours on the fan. Mike Hyka, formerly the Morning News, DallasStars.com, coming up at 4. Yeah, Pacers got the Knicks last year. Knicks trade Julius Randle for Cat. Jalen Brunson even better. Maybe it is their year. And that's juicy. As we got to talk about the West Finals as well. I know there's a lot of Timberwolves fans irritated as we expected. But, yeah, there's Bully Melrose himself in his star sweater. And his Bully Melrose wig.
What's up, boys?
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control, ready to go 3.5 flawless. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Speaking of coordinating video, Bully, is Bully up yet?
Yeah. Yeah. Bully Melrose is up there. Carter took care of it for us, boys. So it's there. We got game predictions and trying to just rally the troops for tonight, you know?
All right. And we can find that on Twitter and YouTube, probably.
Instagram. Up there.
Instagram.
Much anywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
We're going viral, boys.
Man, Carter's killing it back there. So salute to him. And Bully will give his prediction in that video, and we might hear from him live throughout the show.
Possible.
Okay. I mean, the Oilers are coming in confident. The only weakness, yeah. You know, maybe their defense. Leon Draisaitl was asked about it, and he bristled. He said they're a good defensive team. Coach Chris Knobloch was not as strident when talking about their back-to-back shutouts. He says there were a lot of blocked shots. And also, when you're getting saves, you forget about the mistakes. So maybe he's throwing a little bit of a wet blanket there. Maybe he says that maybe these shutouts are a little bit of fool's gold. It's not necessarily a Fort Knox. They just, you know, were lucky enough to go flying in front of pucks that hit bodies. And I know the Stars are familiar with those kind of playoff foes. They are the fifth best defense in the league this year. The Oilers were 16th in the regular season. Okay, you need a little bit of confidence, optimism. Maybe Hagee's listening to this on the way home. You hear that, Hagee?
Yes,
Oilers were 16th defensively in the NHL this year. Stars were fifth, and they were top three up until late when they kind of fell apart. Had some weird third period issues there with that 7-game losing streak to close out the season. But right now the Stars have the better netminder. The Oilers, they're doing a hell of a job defending as a team and making it happen, but they're not confident in their goalie. And I know Stars fans are fired up. Bully Melrose is going to be in the house tonight. Are you wearing the wig too? Are you going in full costume?
Ooh, no, wasn't going to wear the wig, boys. Was not going to do that, but you never know. You know, if that's what the Tolos want us to do, then we can do that. We're going to be touching the ceiling probably. You know, the get-in price there, pretty cheap. It's cheaper than like a Cowboys parking ticket, eh? I mean, it's like $127 just to get into the building tonight, boys. So,
wow.
Stars
good
fans,
for you, man.
It's good
go
value.
Ahead, go ahead and rally. Let's get in there. We can go ahead and pop a couple of Frosties if you want. Like I know, down the hall, Spitzy likes to do there with that Spit and Chiclets and the Spits and the Sudsies and all those podcasts that are out there.
Yeah. You
know, I got a bone to pick with the Spit and Chiclets, boys. They're barely talking about our Dallas Stars now.
Yeah.
There was a great rant. A couple of our local content creators with the Dallas Stars, they're going after them boys over there, and I think they got something on them. Screw them.
Yeah, I think they're maybe doing the Dallas Cowboys thing where they're playing to the big. That's like the team of Canada, isn't it? This is the Oilers.
Oh, okay. The Leafs are for sure. I think Ryan Whitney or whatever the hell his name is. I forget these days, boys. I'm pretty old. But I think he's an Edmonton Oiler guy.
He is an Oiler guy. Yeah. He wears Oiler gear on their podcast. So, you know,
whatever.
Well, you know, I get it. You got to play to your audience and maybe, you know, stars. Somebody said it a couple of days ago, like their national profile just isn't that big. I mean, even locally, it's been the fourth. Now, I think it has a chance to surge here with this postseason success because of, you know, how starved DFW sports fans have been. But, yeah, I mean, no offense taken on that because we get it on the other side with the Cowboys.
We do.
Yeah, it's nonstop coverage.
Good text coming in from the 254. Brian, is there going to be an otter on the ice tonight? Because they don't want to go if there's not going to be an otter on the ice.
Well, it really depends on, you know, the ability. We've talked about this, your ability to drive. Do you put it in D? Do you put it in R? How do you get to the, you know? But it all depends on if your ability to actually physically get in your car, put it into gear, and then make it there. And then maybe you'll see an otter on ice, but sometimes you don't. You don't see it. I hear about an otter.
Yeah.
But I don't actually see an otter.
No, it is a hell of a nickname. 7 o'clock start tonight. Fired up about that. I'm going to be able to get home, take Abby to swim lessons, the rare treat of getting to watch the 3.5-year-old learn how to swim. She loves it. She's broken through the crying phase, and now she's into, I'm going to play with my favorite swim coach in the world. You know, shortly before tip off, then we'll get home. But we have the pregame coming up at 5:30, Rangers and Yankees again tonight. You know, nearly shut out last night. Heim with that ninth inning homer. But Brian was right yesterday when he said we are not out of the woods with this offense. I guess when you get Corey Seager back, hopefully we can get him back with plenty of time to spare. But right now you need more time. And between now and the deadline, where are we going to settle in here? How average is this offense going to be? Can it, you know, start to put up some numbers? Are they going to get decimated by these lefties? Do you need to go out and find an outfielder or a first baseman that can, you know, lift you against lefties? Because these aren't ace lefties you're going up against the next two nights, but we know how those situations can give the Rangers issues, and that was a tough one to watch last night.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you want some good Rangers news, though? Figure you do, Brian.
I do.
Being the lifelong Rangers fan you are.
Since 1972.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Sebastian Wolcott up to number 4 across the entire league.
Yeah.
Updated MLB prospects. He's gone from a long shortstop to now looking like an average long-term defender at the position, as is sometimes the case with big athletic infielders like Corey Seager is.
Mm-hmm.
Wolcott has the most power of the 3 teen shortstops in the top 10 with a shot to one day hit 40 bombs. Though his soft skills on base and pull lift are a notch behind DeVries, who's the Padres' shortstop prospect. But they're hot on Wolcott. But Brian, you were the other thing you were right about yesterday. You were on Fire Talking Rangers because your gang of two baseball insiders. Yeah. When you said this, the source told you that Wolcott is about your only way to go get a huge bat.
Yeah, that's when I got really discouraged because we started. The questions came probably 2 days ago when we're asked about the possibility of, can you move John Gray, you know, can you move Bradford, can you move one of those guys? And my guys are like, listen, one of them has an elbow injury and the other one has, is coming back from the wrist. Kind of a difficult thing to kind of deal with. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so I'm trying to think, well, how do they get a bat then? How do you find a way to trade? Can you trade one of these pitchers that we've seen here the last several weeks that have done an outstanding job of starting games?
Mm-hmm.
And my guy's like, listen, you might get something from Mally, but it's probably going to be prospects.
We don't want to give up Mally.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're probably in a situation, according to my two guys in the league, that if you want a legitimate bat, you're probably going to have to give up Wolcott to get it. That's kind of, and my guys, my one guy said, you know what? I say, give up Wolcott. And then the next day I say, they ain't giving up Wolcott.
Yeah.
You know, so they know how important Wolcott is to this organization. And I just don't see, CY doing that for
not
that
with
prospect.
Corey Seager at his age. No. I you can't do that now. Now, if there is a superstar who's only been in the league like a center field version of Wyatt Langford or first base or something, and I could get that for Wolcott right now, he's already got to the big leagues. I'll throw in John Gray, maybe a pitcher on top of that. I'm open-minded to doing it, but this guy's got to have like a Hall of Fame type of trajectory, definitely an all-star. You know, I think what they'll do, they'll try to do, Wolchuk, though, watching how this front office, this team moves, they'll try to find a Mike Napoli, you know,
yeah,
who can who can be a platoon guy at a position and crush left-handers, and you don't have to give up a lot to get that.
Yeah, it'll end up being like, I mean, when they made the move for Jordan Montgomery, it was Max Scherzer was like the highlight at that time. But it was Montgomery who ended up being the more valuable asset. Like, Jordan Montgomery wasn't exactly a super hot name at the trade deadline. So can you find kind of a middle name like that to go ahead and add to your lineup? We'll see what happens. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's so frustrating with how good this pitching's been. And this offense just continue. They can get players on, but again, you're seven with runners in scoring position. You leave eight stranded. Wyatt Langford's hitting doubles. And you're in perfect position for what seems like a crooked number inning, and they just can't get the big hit.
Yeah, and the striking out looking, you know, with the bases loaded last night. I think it was Semien and Peterson back-to-back at bats. MRI shows no damage for Chris Martin. They did put him on 15-day shelf. He's pitched in 22 games, struck out 23 batters. This would suck, but I think it's good news so far. You know, looks like the elbow single pitch, the shoulder single pitch, upon further evaluation and attempt at a medical diagnosis, it looks good. So,
crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy. Hopefully he's good in a couple of weeks. Big story last night, though. 114-88, Thunder crushed the Wolves. Edwards held to 18. Randall led the Wolves with 28. No other Minnesota players in double figures. I think they got frustrated. And this is one of the toughest things about maturing into a championship team is when something happens like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander shoots 7 free throws in the first 5 minutes and you feel like you can't even touch him, can you stay locked in and execute, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to score. They scored 114, right? For everything that you're mad about with the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander whistle, all you had to do was score 115 points. You probably did that 35 or 40 times this year. So I would look in the mirror if I'm Minnesota. We'll see if they are focused enough to get it done. But boy, NBA Twitter blowing up, being mad at the Thunder, maybe as much as they were when it was Harden, Westbrook, and Durant having a foul hunting competition.
Yeah, it's not fun basketball to watch, and you don't want the officials to be able to dictate it. I mean, obviously, in the third quarter there, they go on that wild run that really put the game away. Defense was the story of the game, though. I mean, what OKC was able to do to smother, to your point, I think that absolutely had to frustrate Anthony Edwards. They did lose game one against the Lakers in a similar fashion, like they just didn't have their game offensively, and then they rallied to win 4 in a row. So maybe they can try and channel that, and that'll be a way to bounce back. But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Williams, if he's a guy that can carry over what he did in game 7, and then he had another pretty good game last night, specifically on defense, I mean, that's kind of an X factor for Oklahoma City. That's going to make them extremely difficult to beat.
They can't switch those guys. I mean, it looked like to me that Minnesota was trying to switch, and it looked like Alex Caruso and Williams and those guys wouldn't let them switch. I mean, they play such good on ball defense.
They do.
Very physical.
That's a problem. Yeah. Like that, it looked like to me that Minnesota was trying to find ways to do that.
They're good.
Caruso's running. I mean, he's like physically going under screens and picks and stuff.
And you get Conley, who's also skinny and small.
It's incredible. I was watching just some highlights of them and playing defense, and I'm thinking, okay, how are they doing this? How's Caruso doing this? And like every time the ball moved, like from side to side, backcourt steps up, and like they're in position, and they're not getting picked, and they're not having to switch stuff, and it's like on ball defense, and now they're making Ant and them have to make passes and not have any type of a space at all. It's like watching. No. Receivers work they trying to catch a football.
They can't even get into their place.
They can't.
They're getting jammed to the line of scrimmage, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And like Caruso, and it's amazing. I'm watching him. I'm like going, damn, they always talk about this guy playing defense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, how does he play defense? So you go back and watch. And it's like, he's physical. He's smart. He knows about positioning. Like he has a feel for when he's going to get picked, and he's able to get underneath.
Absolutely.
It. And now he's on the ball.
Yeah.
And now Ant's having to do, like, trying to either get the ball away or get off a shot that's contested.
It's really hard, you know, to track everything around you, and there's this awareness and anticipation component that we can't measure.
Yeah.
But clearly all the Thunder defenders have it at a high level. Salute to Sam Presti for being able to scout that and find that. And then you add the length and the quickness on top of that. I mean, if you're a great positional defender and a smart defender, and then you get great athletes with size and quickness, that, you know, that's the kind of thing they can do. It really is one of the best defenses we've ever seen in the history of the league, what they managed to put together. What do you guys think of the solar flare? You guys following this at all?
Not at all.
I guess
I'm fascinated by things that happen in space. As a kid, I was always interested in astronaut stuff.
Yeah.
But what's the solar flare? What's going on?
So there's this part of the sun that's the most volatile.
Yeah.
And it occasionally it spits out something. As you get all these explosions and stuff. Yeah. It sent this thing into the air that has already caused radio blackouts across Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. It could have some GPS concerns, electrical power grids. Radio communications.
That's all we need when it's like 90-something degrees outside.
Think about those electrical cars that are driving themselves.
NASA's issuing a warning about a powerful burst of energy from the sun last week. Now, I'll tell you. Monday, I woke up, went out to the truck, didn't start.
Oh, yeah, you told us about this.
Right?
Yes.
Charged it. It's been running pretty good, but today at the stoplight, it does that fuel efficiency thing where it shuts down. The car totally turned off. It didn't have enough juice to stay in that mode, so the radio turned off and everything. I thought my car died again at a red light. I was about to have to try to get out and jump it. But I don't know. Is that related at all? I don't know.
It's possible.
I thought I might have been a victim of this solar flare.
You got solar flared.
That's a panicky moment, too. A line of 20 cars behind you, and I don't have any battery in that situation, so my hazard lights wouldn't work.
Please.
As the sun continues through its active phase, more solar flares and potential geomagnetic storms could occur in the coming days and weeks. So be ready for that,
Brian. Does that mean it's going to be like 120 degrees this summer?
I don't know if it impacts the heat. The only sort of environmental thing I saw other than that EMP effect is that some portions of the world might get an incredible northern light show.
That's pretty badass.
I would like to go on record.
A northern light show?
I am not a fan of summer.
Oh, yeah, come on, bro.
I am not a fan.
Spring and fall guy.
I am very much a spring and fall guy.
Well, you need to get this water jug working, my man. You should be drinking water anyway.
We got the new machine. It took an act of Congress. I saw a vote on C-SPAN that we had. Mercifully, the senator from Alaska voted for us to have a water machine today.
It was very generous.
For pushing that in.
Yeah.
Salute to them.
You got to
find yourself a watering hole during the summer. That's what it really is, man. Yes, Texas summers are a beatdown, but you have to find a watering hole.
See, Lucius, man, I don't have the swag you have to go to the pool and have cocktails and have a cigar.
You don't have to have sweat for what I seen at the pool. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they let it hang on out,
just
buddy.
Just take your shirt off.
It's called a baller belly. Let her know that, too.
Get out of here.
Baller belly?
I just can't. I just don't want to go out there because the swag part of it all. I mean, I think you have to have
swag part of it.
Yeah,
you got to be strutting a little bit.
Yeah, you got to
have it going on.
You don't want to be like the guy, the commercial with Nick Saban in the hot tub. That's me. I've got skin problems.
And listen, you can up your swag by bringing stuff to the pool. Hey, you got, water, you've got your cooler, you've got your music, might have a little television.
Yeah.
You know?
People respond to the booze, right?
You absolutely.
Bring booze,
100%.
You make a lot of friends, and at the end of the day,
and then
at the end of the day, they're like, well, you're coming back tomorrow? Kind of a thing.
And just bring back Ski Lift Brian, but make him Pool Brian.
There you go.
Now you've got all your goods.
I tell you what, Ski Lift Brian was, you wanted to ski with
damn
me.
Damn right.
Throwing some meatball subs, and we got ourselves a deal, Brian.
Doobies, Blue Dolphins, Turkey Sandos, and we're ready to party.
We had it all.
I mean, that screams swag, doesn't it? Meatball sub. Okay, we got to run. We'll replay the G-Bag of the Day champ on the other side and then get to Wolchuk's top 10. What's in store, buddy?
Well, I was thinking, what are the dream jobs the kids have these days? Top 10 most popular dream jobs for our youth. What was your dream job as a kid?
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next in the nation.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Wolchuk's top 10 here in just a second. We go into the Pimp Cup. Lucius, who's our champ?
Yeah, let's go to the RJ and Choppy show. That is the morning show here on 105.3 The Fan. RJ and Choppy, which one of these fools is Chop? Our winner right here is AI Broadus. I'll let Bobby set it up for you.
Brian Broadus had the worst take when it came to talking about why maybe some Stars fans or some casual hockey fans have not jumped on the bandwagon aggressively for the Dallas Stars yet.
If I can ask you guys this question, though, hockey fan is going to do this, but is fan that's trying to be the bandwagon fan, these games are hard to find.
TV.
No, it's hard to find if it's
TV.
Is it a TNT game? Is it a...
It's TNT or ESPN.
ESPN, but okay, what night?
Let's give more covering fire to the casual fan. I decided to ask AI Brian Broadus yesterday. Oh. Hey, AI Brian Broadus, do you have any more excuses for Stars fans?
You know, how do the Stars expect fans to even get to the game with how confusing cars are these days? I put it in R to go, L, N... That's a lot of letters that you expect guys and gals to learn. Are you going to learn that if you're a casual hockey fan? If you're walking around Dallas, how do you even know a game is going on at the AAC? I mean, I can't see any ice from the outside. It looks more like Petra to me. Seriously. The first time I went down there, I was like, whoa, am I in Southern Jordan right now with this rock cut architecture and these water conduit systems? I'll tell you what, I think Jake Ottinger is really hurting the Stars right now with their fan base. People are going up to me and they're saying, Ryan, I love your podcast with Vach Lombardi. And then they say, you know, I went to the Stars game last night and I never saw an otter on the ice. My children were so upset. And it's like, you're not wrong about that. You're not wrong about that. Maybe we should stop with such confusing nicknames. I just think we need to be consistent here.
There he is, the champ, AI Broadus. It's time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Thank you very much. What was your dream job as a kid? 877-881-1053. I've got the top 10 kids' dream jobs currently in the U.S. of A. Looking forward to talking with Mike Hyka earlier. I was trying to find out, okay, has Pete DeBoer decided? Are we going back to the 12-6? Are we sticking with the 11-7? Currently not. Not known yet. So maybe we got more information, more clarity when we have Mike Hyka on at 4 o'clock. I did also see finally the NFL. They're going to give an award to the best protector in the NFL. So they've got an award now for the best offensive lineman.
Oh, there you go.
I think it was Deion Dawkins of the Bills. He was like carrying that torch last year on the Super Bowl. Like, come on. We don't get any credit. Nothing. Yeah. All right. Big Uglies up front should get some love, and now they will. So the best protector in the NFL will go ahead and get credited this year.
And he gets it.
Let's go. All right. What were your dream jobs as children? I mean, I certainly think that we're kind of living one right now, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, other than pro athlete, right?
Right. Like, I was running around in my living room dreaming about wearing number 22 and playing running back for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
That was a pipe dream. That had no chance of happening. But as a little child, your mind wanders.
I think I still dream of it sometimes. You know, when I'm in the backyard, final seconds, shot goes up. Good if it goes.
Game right. 7 of the NBA Finals.
So I think that was always
there. Do you prick him when you're by yourself, too, and it kind of messes you up a little bit?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, damn, man, it. I'm by myself. Still couldn't get that. Nobody here, no pressure. Still rimming his joint out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those dreams will never die, you know, at least in fantasy land. For whatever reason, though, as a kid, a good buddy of ours, his dad was a truck driver, and he took us on a couple of truck drives. And it was so much fun that I was like, yeah, I want to be a truck driver for a while. And then I wanted to be a TV weatherman, actually. Ooh. I'd watch Good Morning America with my mom before I'd go off to school. And I was like, yeah, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, being a weatherman would be really cool. I definitely thought like that would be it.
It's kind of crazy that you kind of take a tax at weatherman from time to time.
It is.
Deep down inside, you really wanted to be one once upon a time.
Yes.
To us right now.
As you've said, hurt people hurt people. You know?
You're thinking, talking, that should bro. Be me up there. Yes. I should be the one giving you false information.
Yeah. I could do this job better.
Yeah, screw you, Delkis. Brian?
I'm doing what I thought I was going to do. I thought as a kid, my mom has, actually they have pictures of me with like the blinds, the cord of the blind and standing up. And I had a clipboard as a kid. And so I was kind of like doing commentary stuff.
Okay.
And then it was weird because then it went from commentary stuff to being involved with football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that part of it worked out. But ultimately, it went full circle back to the radio. Media. Yeah, the being a commentator. So that's kind of what I, as a kid, my mom said I always had, like, I would take the cord and act like it was a microphone and always be talking into it, you know, and not knowing what the heck I was saying or anything like that.
Sure.
But that's kind of where I think a lot of this got started.
Yeah, I mean, like as a kid, I wanted to be the voice of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah,
you know, take over for Brad one day, and hey, we're doing certainly living the dream right now, being here with you guys. Lucius, what was your dream job as a child?
Well, that's half the problem, Wooly. I've never known what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
I've always known I love music and radio, and that's about it. I've always had an infatuation for the people on the radio.
Yeah.
But I've never known what I wanted to do. I felt so sad when kids would go up there and be like, I want to do this, and I want to do that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, I got to think of something that's kind of awesome. But so I sound cool. Yeah, I didn't know anything.
So, but you're sticking with what you love, though, right? So, like,
yeah,
you are kind of
I'm still kind of doing
living
it.
The dream.
Yeah, yeah. I took a test from the military, and they told me you should be in media, son. Yeah. Keep the guns to us.
Keep the guns up to us.
Yeah, we'll keep the guns.
Well, keep breaking.
You hold
right
that
there.
Microphone and a camera for us.
Well, I'd imagine you didn't want to be a helicopter pilot.
I'll never get into another helo in my entire life after being strapped up there for hours.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Were you terrified the whole time?
100%.
Because I would have been.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I just said I'd quit. Yeah. Fighter pilot, though, did get text in from the 561. I dreamt of being Roger Staubach's barber from the 214. they should call it the Larry Allen Award 903. I'm with you. My dream job was to be the next great Dallas Cowboys running back from the 214. When I was a wee baby, I wanted to be Tarzan from the 214. Hey, that's a good goal. Playing doctor from the 239, I wanted to be a doctor when they were a kid. Storm chasing. I think storm chasing does sound pretty badass as a kid.
You know, Abby, she's 13, and she's been talking about that. She's like, oh, I want to be a lawyer or a storm chaser or a real estate agent.
She,
I'm like, okay.
Can she show more toughness than some of that audio that Lucius plays occasionally?
God,
where,
please, God, Jesus. Jesus.
Out here,
I think she would. Yeah.
Yeah. Please be more
pretty cool under fire,
folk.
I think.
Yeah.
Some of the honorable mentions.
God, in the name of God.
We do have pilot on the honorable mentions. A veterinarian is one as well. I think I definitely knew a lot of kids that wanted to be vets. And then
I think
you realize,
that's a hard gig.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of school, too, that goes into that. It's like,
to me,
that's tough.
How do you take care of something that can't tell you what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
That's the problem I would have.
It might be trying to bite you.
It's a good point.
Yeah. And then you got to tell people all the time.
The heartbreak of
it's going to cost you $1,600, bro. If you want to save your dog, and then you got to watch make the decision for the whole family, because they really would say, "I'm gonna just let the dog go, guys." That's what God does.
A lot of crying children.
How does that happen, though? Does the dad? You just got to look down at the ground, or what do you do?
That's not paying for this.
You go by yourself, I think.
Yeah,
late. That's what I did anyway. Yeah.
Did you?
That's what my dad did. And then as soon as I got older, I would go with him. He's like, "This is how you learn to be a man."
Yeah.
And so we'd put the but the cat.
My dad told me to Rottweiler went to a farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gave away a dog once, and I don't know if we actually gave it away. That's what he told me, too. Like, oh, yeah, it's got a great home now. It's got a farm and everything. I'm like, I don't. Now looking back on it, I'm not so sure that's what happened.
My dad crushed a cat closing the garage door.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, you didn't have the automatic garage door openers.
Yeah.
So you'd have to rip that thing down. Cat was in the garage. He rips it down. Boom.
Dude, we had a Rhodesian Ridgeback. His name was Simba. He ran out. Boom. Garage door was closing, and it got his neck. And then luckily we did have the retractor, so it pulled up and it was fine. But for a moment there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think the dog just got decapitated. He was fine, but it was a scary sight. Astronaut is number 11, just on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
We got police officers, number 10, his dream jobs.
Well, that movie Space Camp came out when I was like 10. It looks so cool.
Great
movie for kids.
As a kid, I thought that would be awesome as an adult. And when I realized like motion sickness is a thing, no chance in hell.
Well, you got to eat out of a tube?
No.
You get stuck up there in a space station.
You want, though.
And nobody cares down here?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about it was when we started losing, rockets and
space
stuff.
Space race, 85.
That's when people, I think, started saying maybe astronauts, not a good thing.
Moving
to
the Soviet
Challenger.
Union.
Yeah, be something else.
Number 9 is being a writer.
Hey, yeah, really. You like alcohol.
Yeah, good. It's like creative writing.
Maybe like if I was Hemingway writer or I was drunk all the time and fishing, I'd love that.
Most of them are.
Mm-hmm. 8 is being a detective.
A detective.
As a kid.
Like, you know, Jim Rockford, the Rockford
Files.
Like
the Hardy Boys or...
Hardy. Nancy Drew.
Yeah, Nancy Drew. Great story as a kid. I mean, Sherlock Holmes, you know. Yeah. You think like... I don't know. Certainly not.
I think First 48.
Yeah.
When I see detectives, right?
That seems so tough.
Yeah, Byron really Burger tough, King, right? You know what I mean?
In reality, it's a real grimy type of job, late nights.
Job, yeah.
Having to chase down a lot dangerous of
high
people.
Stress.
Yeah.
Tell us you know Pookie.
7 is firefighter.
I admire the folks that do that because I sure couldn't. And I was watching you pull that gear around.
Oh, it's hard, dude.
No chance.
Yeah, especially like when you're not prepared for that at all. I'm wearing like jeans. My crack is showing right now.
I think that was the thing that was the most terrifying thing about the fire.
Can we move? Yeah, I mean, we lost Grandma Mary, you know.
Who was filming that?
I might have saved one person. I have no idea who was filming it, but they liked it.
All I know is, like, the first thing I noticed was you, like, your pants
The entire thing was extremely embarrassing. I just wanted to get through it the best I could, and I completed the mission. Yeah. I just don't think we saved many people.
Yeah, we lost people, right?
We did. We definitely lost some people. I think I saved one. We probably lost two. Professional athletes, number 6. I thought that would be a little higher. Number 5 is a scientist. People don't want to be, little kiddos want to be scientists. This is great. And then you realize, like, science, pretty damn hard.
It's real hard.
Especially nowadays, everybody's a scientist and an expert.
Mm. Oh, if you want to be a science, be like Johnny Quest's dad.
Everyone's a doctor.
Dr. Quest.
Yeah, I love the shirt that says, I don't need Google, my wife knows everything. Yeah. Very true.
Are we not explaining to these kids, like, the high-paying jobs?
No, I don't think so. Well, and as a kid, you're not really concerned
with
that.
Yeah, they figured it out. It's called TikTok. And
Yeah, what's the ages between these kids right here?
I mean, this is like, we're talking 13
little kids.
Yeah, these are little kids.
They trace their fingers and make turkeys out of them type
pretty
thing?
Pretty okay. Yeah, pretty much.
That's what normally happens, right?
Painting our hands and sticking it on the paper.
Making ashtrays.
I want to be a cowboy.
All right.
Like being a teacher's number 4, Gavin. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Here we go.
In their sphere of influence, they probably have very positive experiences with their kindergarten and first grade teachers.
Yeah. Number 3, we got a musician.
Before they start being mean to you.
Musicians would be cool.
Yeah, they struggle.
But it's hard, man.
They do. I did want to learn the drums as a kid, and then... No, it never happened. I guess a drum.
You do look like John Bonham, the drummer for Led Zeppelin.
Like a drum set was expensive.
Bit.
My dad was like, we're not. Sorry. 2 is acting, being an actor. Number 2.
Struggle.
Dream job as a kid. Yeah, big time. But number 1 is a professional dancer, choreographer.
Struggle.
That is the top dream job for the kids out there. You keep dreaming, kiddos.
A pro dancer.
You keep dreaming.
Wow. Is that like a rockette?
Ballerina?
Ballet.
Oh, ballet.
Dance team.
The picture's about like a ballerina.
So I can ask them their questions. Does your wife have gnarly feet?
Busted up feet. That's
yeah,
what
your
she
wife
said.
Busted up
man,
feet.
That was. I can't remember who you asked that to, but that was like an all-time classic.
Was it Evan Carter?
Was it? Maybe it was. He is married.
It was somebody with an athletic
Maybe
wife,
it was.
Though. Yeah.
All righty. Thank
go.
You, Old Chuck. top 10 at 220
your
in the
feet
books.
Busted up.
Man.
Okay, I was driving home 2 nights ago listening to Fred and Blake. I heard Jason Kidd talking about Nico. It made me think about things significantly differently. Okay. Rim session coming up next. Not only do I have this Jason Kidd audio, we have some LeBron as well for you as well. And we're back with that and more here. It's the G-Back.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nation of the Fan. Okay, it's been 3.5 months since Luka was traded. Heard audio 2 nights ago, driving home Monday. Jason Kidd cut there with the Fan After Dark guys, Fred and Blake. I'm looking at this Luka trade differently. I still think it was a horrible trade. Should have shopped it. Wouldn't have traded Luka myself. But hang with me here for just a second. The takeaway that I saw on Twitter was Jason Kidd says his relationship with Nico is great. But it's the why it's great that got my wheels turning and wondering. Let's take a listen to here a Jason Kidd with the DLLS guys.
Yeah, I think my relationship with Nico is at a high. You know, understanding business is part of the game of basketball. I've been a part of it as a player and coach. And so understanding the vision of winning a championship is what Nico's here to do. And I'm in full support of that. And so I'm excited about what the summer holds for us, having the number one pick. But not just that, but hopefully there's some free agents out there that would, you know, want to come to Dallas, and we believe that we will be attractive this summer.
So he's talking business of basketball there, you know, and that's contracts. To me, if he's talking about hoop, he would have said Nico understands the commitment that it takes to being a complete player on both ends of the court. If you're talking about lifestyle, you would have said everything that goes along on and off the court with being a champion. But he specifically talked about business. So, and I know there's been similar quotes before. I don't know what it was about this time hearing Jason Kidd explain it to me that made me realize this or have this thoughts. But the team's winning right now, are those fortunate enough for one reason or another? We signed Jalen Brunson for way less than MVP. You know, Edwards and Shea have not been in the league long enough to be eligible for a super max. The Pacers basically loaded with role players. There's only one player now in the top 10 salaries of the league who's still alive, and it's Karl-Anthony Towns. Bloated contract. Throughout the top 15, top 20, this is becoming a league of depth and athleticism and playing quick, And now the economy of winning in the NBA more closely resembles the NFL. That's my takeaway. So you feed that back through the Luka lens. If you're going under the assumption he is talking just specifically about contracts and the lifestyle stuff and the defense stuff, you know, those only kind of matter because of this. We're now looking at $70 million. Brown and Tatum are at 60. The rest of the top paid guys in the league are around 50. We're talking about jumping to $70 million for a guy that effectively lost you game three of the finals because he totally gave up on defense and did something similar for the Lakers. So then you also look at through the lens of why did Mark Cuban sell the team, right? One of them was because he lost money in all but 1 year he ran the team. He was profitable 1 year. And he didn't want his kids to feel the pressure of you have to keep making the right moves and throwing money at your product to keep him a champion, or the fan base will turn on you and hate you. Right. So if you're following me there, the issue is you can't run at a profit, pay the super max to even one guy, and simultaneously build a contender around him because the luxury tax threshold has become too punitive in the way that the NFL salary cap is for them. And in Major League Baseball, it is for everybody but the Dodgers. And really the only way to win what the Warriors did is they were willing to lose a lot of money, right? That was the last dynasty.
Sure.
And KD to the Warriors set a plan in motion for the owners in 2018 to take away the ability to load up superstars on one team because it was creating just chaos, right? And KD to the Warriors was really not that good for anybody other than KD's resume. That was the only thing that won as a result of that. The league didn't win. So they've made it impossible, financially impossible, for superstars to pair up and stay with a team for a sustained period of time. And, you know, as a result of that, Brian, I am looking at the Luka trade differently. And I wonder if as the next 5 years play out, as this trend continues to evolve, everybody's talking about this now. And this is like, you know, I think the first postseason where I start to look around and I see a very significantly diminished product. We can't build good enough teams anymore that would hold a candle to the Dirk Mavs, to the LeBron Heat. Though I believe champions of the past would run through these versions of NBA teams 16-0, undefeated in all four playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt Golden State, that dynasty that they had, better than any team now. Miami, 100%. Those Spurs teams would beat any of the final four remaining right now. I mean, the Lakers, no doubt, as you mentioned. I mean, yeah, you've had Raptors, Lakers, Bucks, Warriors, Nuggets, Celtics. Those are your last NBA champions. So I guess the league does have to look at, okay, is this what we want? Is this good? Where we're having, you know, a different team every year, basically. We're getting teams that are winning their first championships in the case of the Nuggets and the Bucks, the Nuggets and the Raptors. You know, maybe this year you'll get that opportunity as well. Maybe the Wolves or the Thunder finally break free. But is it better than, I guess they'll have to look at, they were just complaining about the ratings. Is it better to have the other version? Where you do have the super team, have the dynasty, because
that's what they're finding out,
right? Yeah. So we're gonna see. Like there might be a correction here.
Yeah.
That we end up pivoting to, because ultimately it's eyeballs, viewership, money that's gonna drive this thing.
You're getting parity right now. Is that a better financial plan than a dynasty that you can market around?
Because I do think I got sick of the dynasty a little bit, but then now looking up and seeing kind of where we're at now, maybe I wasn't. Maybe it just was the fatigue of like, okay, you get Warriors and Cavs every single year in the finals. And it's like, can we get some fresh blood? But now you get 5 straight years of fresh blood. And now I'm wondering, where's the chase for the championships again?
See, this is where I might be different from you guys. I don't think you can win a championship if you're a mom and pop team. If you don't have an other outside business that can fund your stomach to go spend money.
Yeah. You can't require the team to make you money.
Yeah. You know, you
which can't, the Lakers always have.
Yeah. You can't. Now, there's, I, in the NFL, we got some mom and pops. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some teams that are just family businesses, and that's how they make their, you know, in the NFL, it's different because of the way that's structured with TV and stuff like that. But I just wonder if we're getting to an era where these guys, yeah, Mark Cuban's a billionaire in basketball terms, but he's at the back end of the billionaires.
Where's your cash flow?
Where's your cash flow? You know, where's your ability to go, See, Mark doesn't, maybe Mark didn't have the stomach to pay Luka.
Yeah, which is kind of worrying.
He sure didn't have the stomach to pay Jalen Brunson.
Right. Well, yes, that.
Well, yeah, they butchered that whole thing.
I think the issue was I could pay Luka, but then I'm going to have to take everybody else off the team because I can't afford to pay the luxury tax.
Right.
And then everybody's going to be mad at me.
Right.
I'll give that to somebody else.
See, I kind of feel like that if you're not one of these, if you're not a Kroenke or what are these? You know,
Walmart money.
Yeah, Walmart money or what. You know, look at the teams that have that ability to outlay billions of dollars in order to.
And I think this is why the NFL and NBA is now open to private equity, to foreign money.
Exactly.
And more hedge fund billionaires and VC type of dudes are buying up teams.
They know the old guard can't afford the game anymore.
Nope. Nope.
The Maras, the Rooneys, the McCaskies.
Yeah.
They know that the old guard can't afford how this is going to be.
So stay with me. And again, I would not have traded Luka, especially would not have traded from what they got back. But if you feel like you were on the cutting edge of this idea, right, and the market is fully digesting this and now starting to produce these kind of results, you don't want to bang the bell on it. You know, I think right now the NBA media is starting to talk about how the economy of team building has changed in a massive way. 3.5 months ago, there were pretty much crickets. So you're Nico and you're thinking if this gets out, maybe everybody else will come to the conclusion that the superstar era of the league isn't what it used to be. And as we get to the third contracts, which is what Luka was about to get, the money gets too stupid.
Yeah.
The money gets cost prohibitive at $70 million.
Yeah.
For 70, I probably need Giannis or LeBron in their prime. You know, so, that's what I would do that for. Otherwise, when my superstar's getting ready for contract three, Wolchuk, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm trading him, but not for that.
Like, I still think this got personal with Luka and Nico, and ultimately that's why they did it. But this goes back to the point you were making the other day about Caleb Williams and the ownership and the owners wanting to have the power and the say and kind of the end-all be-all. This kind of came into the players are now running the NBA.
Yeah.
It was all about they're going on the banana boat gang and they're kind of deciding where we're going to link up together and go play.
Yeah.
It was the superstars are running the league. LeBron is running the league. By doing this now, and where you can't have three stars together like that, because financially this model, you can't afford that long term, the owners then kind of get back the control here a little
bit. They do. And by controlling themselves.
Sure.
This new CBA effectively prevents them from allowing those superstars to congregate in their city because it would cost them money, right? I'm going to lose money with this model. So, you know, the other point I wanted to make about this real quick, after the trade, Rich Paul, Clutch Sports, did an interview, a podcast type of deal, where he was talking about trying to make Anthony Davis and everybody around Anthony Davis the best team possible. And he said the model is shifting more towards, can you get your top players to maybe take a little bit less so there's more for other players? And this is effectively what the T-Wolves, the Knicks, the Pacers, and the Thunder have, is Clay at 15, PJ at 15, Gafford at 13, Caleb Martin 9, Najee Marshall 8, Max Christie 7, Derek Lively 5, you know, and then you get to Powell and Exum 4 and 3, but you're going 9 and 10 deep with good athletes with a diverse skill set, and then you need one superstar that will allow you to keep a 9 or 10 man legit rotation. I think that's the model. And once you go to 70, does that guy dominate both ends of the court or just one, right? And even then, you know, all of these dudes are out of the playoffs. Your Currys and Jokic and Leonards and Bookers and everybody here. I mean, pretty much everybody in the top 15 other than Karl Anthony Towns is out.
But what you got to make sure of, though, if you're going to play with that model, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've got to get value for the player you're moving on from.
Yeah. I mean, they still butchered the trade.
This model doesn't work unless you, like, maximize what you get for the player.
Yeah, you shouldn't be rejecting Dalton Connect in the trade. You shouldn't be rejecting an added first round pick with an asset.
You should
shop the player around and see if another team can get you more value.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, then you sign him to the 70 and look for your next opportunity.
Right.
You know, but you don't do what you did. The three-piece, biggest three local sports stories of the day coming up next. I want to take a look at Jack Leiter for you. Hopefully Sandler is not listening. Sandler, I think he's on a flight to New York right now, and we're back with the top stories of the day here. It's the GBAC Nation on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com.
That's MinsteeClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.